from allowing Uber and Lyft outside of New York City to imposing term limits on lawmakers, the governor's budget includes many items that would be normally considered policy changes and debated and approved in the regular part of the session. He'd also like to enact the DREAM Act, which would offer college tuition assistance to children of undocumented immigrants and raise the age of incarceration in adult prisons to 18 from the current 16 years of age.
Raise the age. We're one of only two states. This is for nonviolent felons. We've done everything that we can administratively, but we need the law changed, and we would like to do it this year.
The proposals have stalled in the past in the state Senate, which is led by Republicans. Assembly Democrats, meanwhile, are against term limits. Other non-budgetary proposals in the spending plan include requiring his agencies to buy American products for contracts worth more than $100,000 and changing the state's liquor laws
to allow alcohol and beer to be sold in a movie theater and incentivize New York products to be sold in that venue.
By adding all the unrelated items, Cuomo has amplified a practice begun before him. It intensified after former Governor George Pataki won a court case brought by the Assembly. It affirmed a governor's powers to go beyond the numbers and add policy language to the budget. Political science professor Bruce Jory, who's also been a top advisor to two former governors, says it makes sense to load up the budget with policy items.
You know you're going to need to enact the budget, so if you put programmatic proposals into the budget, you enhance your opportunity to get them done and focused on.
Cuomo is also beginning his seventh year in office, and it's not unusual for governors to lose political capital by now, says Jory. Meanwhile, the legislature is incensed over a failed attempt to win their first pay raise in nearly two decades in December, and they're reasserting their authority.
There's a recognition that there's fence mending that needs to go on, and I think what he's probably, because he's such an astute political personage, and he's a much better listener than people give him credit for, is I think he realizes that this is not just the leaders who were a little ornery and angry at him over the pay raise. It's really more a rank and file issue.
After threats of boycotts by lawmakers, the governor decided to take his State of the State address outside of Albany. In his budget rollout, he tried to make it up to legislators, though, even offering them private briefings on the state budget before he told the public what was in his spending plan. Some senators still skipped the mansion meetings, and the Assembly scrapped their planned gathering altogether, saying debate on the floor was taking too long. Cuomo's staff traveled to the Speaker's office to fill them in on the budget. Technically, the governor could ram his spending plan and all the unrelated proposals through without the cooperation of the legislature and say to them either accept the proposals or the government will be shut down. Jory says it's politically safer, though, to work out a deal that eventually leaves everyone happy.
I'm not presuming it's going to be hearts and flowers or be done with kumbaya meetings, but I think they can get there if everybody gives a little.
Cuomo's spending plan does have something for everyone. All lawmakers of every political party like to spend more on public schools, and he's added $1 billion. A plan to extend the tax on millionaires pleases Democrats, while intensifying middle-class tax cuts appeals to Republicans. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.